Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I am so excited to introduce our guest for the day, Aaron Goines. Aaron, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Shuja, for the opportunity. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm just very excited to share your story and knowledge with the listeners. So everyone, Aaron is an active real estate investor and a retired military veteran. He hosts a weekly all-in-one real estate meetup every Thursday. And the mission of the meetup is to teach attendees the benefits of real estate investing. So really excited to hear why you got into real estate. I know you wanted to get out of the rat race, and I want to hear all about that. So please share with the listeners and me a bit about your background. And you know, obviously you have a military background, a bit about that and how and why you decided to get into real estate investing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and I open up with this. When I was in the military and I was in 16 years, got early retirement out, no one in my circle talked about real estate. No one I knew at all. I knew people who did stocks and bonds. I did some bonds when I was in the military, you know, and people are talking about other stuff, but no one talked about real estate. So when I got out of the military.
And just give me a reference, Aaron. So what years was that?
I was in 99 to 2015.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I'd say like this, things have changed since I've gotten out. And what I mean is there's more information out there. There's more people like myself, active duty passive income, white feathers. There's a lot of information for military people to understand more about real estate. When I was in, there was nothing on the internet talking about these kind of things. But at the same time, a lot of people, when they come in the military, they don't know the finances. They're not taught finances. And then also what we call NCOs, non-commissioned officers, they're not trained to tell people about the VA loan, and something I'll get to about in a minute. So a lot of times people don't know about the benefits of what they have as a military personnel. And a lot of people don't do real estate. Now, I think that's changed a little bit. But when I was coming up, no one I knew was doing it at all.
For sure.
Yes. So then I got the military. I got a W-2 job. And I would say like a year in, a coworker told me, say, Aaron, you know, you're going to be here for another 20 years. And I thought to myself, no, I'm not. And that's what started my entrepreneur spirit. And it took me down a trail with different entities. And eventually I got into real estate.
Awesome. Okay, wait. So let me get this straight. So you left the military.
16. I got 16.
Oh, you went after 16 years. And then you got a W-2 job in what field?
Supply.
Okay. And so how did that mindset shift happen from, you know, working in W-2? I mean, obviously someone like kind of lit a fire under you, but tell me more about that.
So I started really trying to educate myself. I really started looking around and trying to find something to really to do full time besides W-2, even though I like my W-2. I wanted to be my own boss and things like that. So I got into like multi-level marketing. I got into like trying to sell t-shirts, a little bit of drop shipping. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't really comfortable with everything and things I was doing. And I felt like, you know, real estate produced the most millionaires and it was a lot of niches in real estate. So I was like, you know, let me try this out. And I haven't turned back.
Yeah, I love it. You looked at all the different ways of sort of diversifying your income stream or many ones, right? Like different ways of being an entrepreneur and not having to stay in your W-2. And then you ended up settling on real estate for a lot of good reasons, it sounds. So tell me more about your first, you know, foray into actual investing after you decided you were going to start real estate investing.
So like a lot of people, I took courses. I got into a couple of real estate courses and paid for some courses. And I started trying to wholesale. And that was the event. I started trying to wholesale here in Washington State and tried to wholesale a little bit in my hometown of Baltimore, Maryland. So that was a journey. I did have a coach who was helping me out with it. but I didn't do so good. What I did was also I did a lot of, you know, driving around trying to find, you know, different looking, shady looking houses. You know, I did a lot of cold calling, but I didn't have a lot of success doing it. And eventually I started to get away from that and I met a mentor and me and him started getting into Airbnbs. And we were really turning the corner, getting some investments. He had some already. I was started getting my own. And then COVID happened. And that kind of stopped our whole thing. I mean, Washington State really went on lockdown and we didn't really have any Airbnbs left. He had to sell all his Airbnbs. And I kind of went back to wholesaling because I was part of a RIA group and a couple guys wanted to do some wholesaling. So we started trying to wholesale in Alabama, mm-hmm. Montgomery, Alabama.
Can I just ask really quick? So why did you have to sell the Airbnbs? I mean, obviously that, you know, that there were cancellations and whatnot, but was it just you weren't able to cover the payments on them? And what about, you know, one thing that I did with my Airbnbs was I put them on like 2 to 3 month rental, so could still cover the payment. So I'm just curious, you know, why there was a need to sell.
You hit the nail on the head. What happened was we had a lot of Airbnbs that, you know, the owner's like, hey, where's the rent at? And we didn't have the money to pay for it. And no one was booking at all for a good 2 or 3 months. And he was like, look, man, one of my buddies has another business that I really want to get into. I'm going to let go all to go to Airbnbs.
Okay, got it. So you were doing the rental arbitrage model where you were renting them. And okay. So then you went back to looking at wholesaling when COVID hit.
Yes. So me and a couple of friends start wholesaling in, like I said, Montgomery, Alabama. We found, you know, some, yeah, a little bit of success, but most of the homes were like $10,000 to $5,000. It was kind of hard to wholesale them. And, you know, we eventually did not do as well as we wanted to. Wow. And I got into multifamily.
Okay. So that was just in like 2020. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So then tell me about that pivot. Like, what did you do to get into multifamily and why?
So I got an email saying, hey, man, won't you attend some of these networking events? You know, and I got into them and I loved them. I met some really cool people. I learned a lot about multifamily real estate, hired a coach, and really just went all in into it. And that's when, and during the process, I was like, you know what? I need my own media platform. I really want to educate people. And that's when I started my own meetup. And then eventually down the road, I started my own clubhouse room to teach people, especially the military, about the benefits of the real estate.
Very cool. So yes, I would love to hear also about, you know, what you teach people about the veteran loans and how those can be helpful.
So only 22% of all veterans, the number I gotten, use their tuition assistance for college. Okay. Very low number. Mm-hmm. But even worse, only about 15 to 20% of all veterans, that's like 19.5 million veterans, use the VA loan. The VA loan is a no money down loan that you can use to buy 1 to 4 units. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way for a young soldier, young airman to buy a house and have a piece of America. Or if they want to, you know, buy a multifamily, a small multifamily, they can buy, you know, a triplex or a duplex or a fourplex. And the thing about a VA loan is you have to stay in that property for 1 year. Okay, so let's mm-hmm. just say that, you know, you want to start doing investing. Let's say you can find a fourplex in your local area. You're stationed somewhere. After a year, you move out. You turn that VA loan into a conventional loan and use that VA loan again to find another fourplex. Then let's say year two, you do the same thing, rinse and repeat. Mm-hmm. So now after, you know, 2.5 years, 3 years, you can have, you know, 12 tenants. And, you know, 3 fourplexes.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Yeah, totally. So you can use basically one VA loan at a time and you can refinance into conventional mortgages. And have you been able to do that with your VA loans?
Yes, I have a duplex right now.
Okay, congrats. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, and it is such a, it's such an important thing to have, you know, to have that kind of support for our troops and our veterans who are serving our country, to be able to build wealth and not necessarily have to continue to work for the rest of their lives, right? So how do you feel, find that teaching people about this, like what sorts of things are, why do you think it's not getting utilized?
It's a lack of awareness. It's a very lack of awareness for that. And that's the bad thing about it, is that people are not aware of it. And then some people don't want to jump the fray. And I think some people would rather, you know, live in an apartment. I mean, go about their business instead of, you know, buying a house or having tenants and scared of other, you know, having tenants and termites and things like that. So I think you have to educate people as much as possible with that. And then also, you know, you got to have somebody maybe in a unit who's doing it already. Then they can be a model for everybody else. But a lot of times, you know, military people don't.
Yeah.
And another thing, we transfer to different bases a lot too. So I'm kind of, I feel kind of shaky, maybe owning a house or maybe even owning a duplex and triplex. I'm not living there anymore. And now I got to rely on somebody else to watch over my house. So, you know, some people don't use it as much because of those things.
Yeah, for sure. Very interesting. So, you know, I know one of the things that you're passionate about, Aaron, is networking and being a master networker. What advice would you have for folks who are, know that they want to get into networking? How can they do that? And what can it offer them?
So what I can say is this, if you're not trying to get yourself out there, then what are you trying to do? You know, real estate, just like a lot of things with entrepreneurship, is a team sport. You got to get your name out there. You got to know people. I'm not saying you got to be an extrovert like me, but you at least got to make sure that people know who you are. Because you never know, you might be one deal away or one person away from, you know, changing your whole life. And don't hinder your own self. And like I said, you don't have to be all the rah, rah, rah person, but, you know, network people, talk to people. You just don't know. They might have the same story. You might find a partner who, you might find a lifelong partner just by, you know, just saying, hey guys, I'm so-and-so and this is where I'm at. Oh, really? You in this area? Yeah. Oh, wow. You just don't know. So put yourself out there a little bit and you never know the results. And I love just meeting different people from different, from all over the world, basically.
Yeah.
And the meetups I've gone to, I think the power of social media now, because of the, in the COVID era, has really opened up for Zoom meetups like mine, where people can network, have breakout rooms and really get to know each other and make deals together.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It is pretty powerful. You know, I mean, obviously there's nothing like meeting people in person, but to be able to do some really real networking online with people that you would be very hard pressed to get into a room with is really amazing. So it's awesome that you've taken advantage of that. That's happened. And yeah, what are your meetups like? Like what happens during them?
So I let the attendees come in to the room and then I usually introduce my guest speaker, and my guest speaker talks or presents for about 35 to 40 minutes. And then I open up for the attendees to ask. And one thing that my meetup does that others don't is we have an after party.
After
so what
party.
We do is, yeah, we stop the recording, we have breakout rooms, and then we have an after party. And sometimes the after party is gone for 2 hours, where we just talk about real estate, we talk about life, you know, we just get to know each other a little bit more, and it's pretty, people let their hair down. It's amazing when the recording stopped, how people let their hair down and really tell some great, great stories. So you learn a lot. You learn a lot about some people, and you learn a lot about life and real estate.
That's so great. I love that. I love that you call it the after party, and you know, and that it's a way for people to really meet and connect and share stories and learnings. Very, very cool. So has that led to more, you know, deal flow for you? Or, you know, what advice would you have for people who are going to networking events and how to make the most of them?
I would say, you know, be open-minded, but also, you know, have some kind of focus that you want to do. You know, do you want to, you know, I want to meet X amount of people. I want to, you know, maybe I want to find a partner. You know, let me ask around, see, hey, let me find somebody who might be like-minded or might have a specialty that I don't have. So let's say I need an underwriter or I need a capital raiser. I want to be the general partner, but maybe I need a capital raiser or maybe I need an underwriter or maybe somebody who can handle property management. Let me find somebody. Let me ask around. So you just don't know. And, you know, we use the expression sometimes in my clubhouse room, closed mouths don't get fed. You know, if you're not talking, you're not getting yourself out there and just letting people know, hey, I need this, I need that. How will we know?
Yeah, totally. I think that's such an important point. And it is hard to put yourself out there at first, but once you start doing it and once you start to gain some traction in a space, then it's not as hard, right? But that initial part, I mean, I remember when I was first getting into the space, you know, it was really hard for me to just talk to people, you know? I mean, it's one thing going to meetups, but those weren't really happening when I was getting into it as much online because it was pre-COVID. But But I will say that, you know, once you kind of break that ice and people start knowing who you are and you have some familiar faces, then it gets a lot easier. And so you have to kind of get past that initial difficulty.
Right. I mean, it's just like this podcast. I know that when you first started, it was kind of like, you know, but now you're so comfortable doing it now because you've been doing it so many times.
Yeah.
But if we first start something new, it's kind of scary. It's, I don't know if it's going to work out. Maybe they might judge me. Now it's like, look, I'm the host. I'm doing my thing. I'm asking questions. And here we go.
You are so right, Aaron. I was really procrastinating getting my interviews going, went to set it out doing this. And, you know, I'm so grateful. So I still remember Danny Nichols. He is the host of the Two Smart Assets podcast, one of them. And, you know, he's a friend as well. And so I did my first interview with him, and just breaking that ice really was so important. So whatever strategies you need to employ to like make yourself push through that first initial point is just, you got to get leverage on yourself and help yourself push past the discomfort.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely agree with you. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit your abilities.
Yeah. And I think you're right. Like, it does matter. People need to know who you are, right? Like, you need to be able to be seen. And, you know, it just, in this space, real estate is a team sport, as we always say, and it helps to know people and, you know, to give value and to have conversations. And it's part of the game for sure.
And just know God made everybody amazing.
Yeah.
Just because you might not think so, you are amazing. Just believe in yourself and know that you always have a fan, and that's God. So go out there and just say a couple words. You just never know how easy it can be for you.
Such wise words. I think that's important for pretty much anybody to hear, Aaron. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing about your journey in real estate. I mean, you've tried a lot of different things and circled to multifamily right now. And, you know, you obviously help so many people and provide a platform for people to get to know each other with your meetup. So just really, really such a pleasure to get to know you. Will you please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share?
Okay. So you can come to my meetup. It's All In On Real Estate. It's on meetup.com. Like I said, I have it every Thursday at 7 p.m. Also, my website is allinhs.com. It's All In Homes. So allinhs.com. You can email me at aaron.goins@gmail. You can find me on Clubhouse every Wednesday at 5:30 Eastern Time. We renamed it now to All In On Real Estate Meetup on Clubhouse. So we can make it a little generalized. So, and then also you can find me on LinkedIn and Facebook and IG under my name, Aaron Goins. A-H-A-R-O-N. It's a unique name. So I think you can find it more than, you know, anything else.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys reach out to Aaron and check out his meetup and his website, et cetera. Such a pleasure talking to you, Aaron. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Take care, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.